So Ian, how would you assess that 90 minutes?
Well, you know, our last two games, we've lost the last two games, but, you know, very easily could have won them both. In fact, we deserved to beat Stirling, and at Bonnyrigg it was a decision, I think, although we should have done better. But today was, I never say unacceptable, because I've never understood that, but it wasn't good enough. We were poor, we were second to most, but I thought we worked our way back, and Marley was the one bright spark. And hopefully, I think his hamstring will be okay. I think it was a precaution more than anything else, but I thought we got bullied for most of the game. We didn't win first contacts, we didn't win second balls. We've got a lot of decent footballers, but, you know, maybe we've not got the right balance of the team yet. We're hoping Jordan Hoosen will be back. He will be back in 2 weeks, I think. Is it, who do we, Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Edinburgh. And the players that arrived haven't done well enough, coming with relative big reputations for this level, haven't done well enough yet. But, you know, it's up to us to get the balance of the team right as well. So we've got to hold our hands up and we're all in it together. But, you know, it's still August and there's no prizes handed out in August. But we know today's performance, and they, I mean, we handed them 3 or 4 goals. It was just, each fife will be up there at the end. You know, they play a certain way. They've got 2 big centre-backs. The centre-forward's a real threat, Nathan Austin. But hugely disappointed for our supporters, for the board, for everybody, for yourself, who's probably gutted. We need to do better. It wasn't good enough.
Yeah, you've got a fortnight now to the next game. That gives you time in the training pitch to try and sort some of these things.
Yeah, we'll be working really hard next week. It's Tuesday and Thursday, obviously, but we've got them in on Saturday as well. So, yeah, we'll be working really hard for the next 2 weeks in the hope that we can turn the tide a little bit. But winning one game doesn't turn the tide. We've got to win 2 or 3. If you want to compete for the top 4 in the league, which everybody does in this league, and every league in Scotland, you know, your worst quarter's got to be 13, 14, 15 points. So we've got it all to do.
And one positive is Dan Lyon coming back to fitness.
Yes, yeah. I mean, he's been training just for the last week, so he's still a bit short of fitness. But hopefully, he'll be a big player for us. A big positive for us was Marley. He was terrific, and you know, he had a really bad hamstring injury, and we need to really keep an eye on that. It's just whether he feels it, and it's whether it's going to go again, or whether he can just play through it, and it's not a risk you take sometimes. So, listen, when you're searching for positives today, there's few and far between.
Thanks, Ian.